With SRN News, I'm Mal Agnew in Washington. As nuclear arms talks with the regime in Iran appear to be making little progress, officials in the Trump administration and in Congress are warning Iran not to test the resolve of America's military. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says time is running out in that very volatile part of the Middle East.
Well, this will be a fateful week ahead, and the last couple of days for Iran to come to its senses and make an agreement that makes sense. Otherwise, I think Israel is inclined to move and do something military. And that probably in some measure involves the U.S. inevitably. We'll see what happens, Tony. People need to be in prayer that we can get that resolved. We need this regime to be changed, but we don't want to put boots on the ground to do it. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting week.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when this week on Capitol Hill's broadcast, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com. A judicial ruling in Israel permits aid groups to keep operating inside of Gaza. We get more on that from correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
Israel's top court has moved to allow international aid groups to keep operating in the Gaza Strip and other Palestinian territories, as Israel's strikes have killed at least four people across the war-torn enclave. The Supreme Court's order, which followed a petition from 17 aid groups, effectively halted an earlier Israeli government decision that barred aid groups for refusing to comply with Israel's new rules. Israel had announced it would ban 37 aid groups by March 1 for not abiding by rules introduced that require aid groups to register names and provide details on funding and operations. I'm Charles de la Desmond.
Slow going on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour off by 653 points. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at black families in America.
The study finds that African Americans are more likely than other racial groups to think of at least one non-relative as a member of their family. And black people who are religious are the most likely of all. Pew reports that roughly 60% of black Christians say they have a non-relative they consider family, compared to 53% of religiously unaffiliated black adults. The survey also finds shared faith is a key to who gets to be included in African-American families. Michael Harrington reporting.
And also at srnnews.com, it has been nearly 4 years now since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and polls indicate that public opinion has remained relatively stable when it comes to abortion. 63% of Americans say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared with 36% who say it should be illegal in all or most cases. This is SRN News. In the airspace at the U.S. southern border, it's an apparent instance of friendly fire on a drone yesterday. We get more on that from Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. military used a laser Thursday to shoot down a seemingly threatening drone flying near the U.S.-Mexico border. It turned out the drone belonged to Customs and Border Protection. The case of mistaken identity prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to close additional airspace 50 miles southeast of El Paso. The military is required to formally notify the FAA when it takes any counter-drone action inside U.S. airspace. It was the second time in 2 weeks that a laser was fired in the area. The last time, it was CBP that used the weapon and nothing was hit. This time, the closure was smaller and commercial flights were not affected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And former President Clinton told congressional investigators today he did nothing wrong in his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. More of these stories at srnnews.com.